And
it's more cherished than your pussy.
I will you please describe the difference between being called and chosen?
Okay. Now, the New Testament in the King James Version spends a great deal of energy on that, and we're not coming to obfuscate any of those words. What that's trying to lay out in the difference is that some people get it from a standpoint that they will not be, they will not be left out of that number. Will you be in that number when the saints go marching in? They're going to be there. Don't you worry about it. Other people don't want to be there, and they're called. Okay, that means they are rung on the telly. That means they have an unction to be moved to the place where they don't have any other choice. Paul and Saul of Tarsus and all of them, he didn't have a choice. There wasn't like, oh, what do you think? Or wouldn't it be nice? Or wouldn't this be great if? That's not like that. There ain't no question. It's done. It's chosen means you're not been invited if the party's on you. You've not been invited and the party's on you. That's the difference. Some people get off on that. They like it. Some people don't. You know, they run from it. Because, you know, it's like being infamous. Infamosity sometimes better than famosity. Unless you want to be famous. But then sometimes the gangsters want to be more famous than the good people. And then the good people don't want to be famous at all. And then they want to get over it. And then they want to come back. And then they don't want to know. And then they try to come to power. And then they don't really know. Then they get all their power. You might notice that they have power. Nobody wants to know they have power. Melania Trump's the most powerful human being on this planet right this second. And she's the last person that wants anybody to see anything about her skirt tail. And now she can change the hem or the length of her duck blue damn peak-toed slingback doomy like a dog Manolo Blahnik pump, and everybody's giggling about it. She don't want that at all. And it's astounding that now she's thrown in the front center middle of it, and it's all because of that damn Bob and his bullshit stuff that he keeps climbing down their throat hole, and they don't have no choice. And so he had to run, and he had to become president, and he took a pay cut, now lives in federally subsidized housing in a neighborhood that he wouldn't even walk through, into a position in a house built by fucking slaves. Yes, we said slaves. We said slaves. There's colored people.